You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined in person by Sunny Tennant. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all good.
Snap. Who's interviewing who here? It is so nice to have you here. You are my first guest on The Hit List in the flesh. How does it feel?
It feels a privilege.
Oh, thanks.
It's my honour.
I'm like blinded by the glow.
I can't believe you haven't been doing it in person for a while.
Well, it's just because it's so much easier to get them on the phone, isn't it?
I know. I hate that. I'd much rather be in person.
But we dragged you down.
Yes.
You were busking in Maidstone today, right? How was it?
It was great. I love being on the streets and just, you feel free when you're performing on the streets. There's something about it.
Did you start like busking as an artist?
Not really. Like, my dad was a singer, so I started, like, he was in a band, so I used to do the pub gigs and that, the pub circuit with him.
Oh,
he would
wow.
do 45 minutes and I would do 45 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing.
But then I ended up just doing the full set, to be honest. He was like, oh, I'm getting too old for this, you know. So, but I used to love doing it, man. I don't get to do pub gigs enough these days. Then I moved to weddings and then just, you just work your way up, man. It's like,
yeah. There is something, like, a particular energy, isn't there, about a pub gig?
Honestly.
Especially up north, because I used to go to uni in York, and I feel like that kind of northern pub energy.
Unreal, man.
But how was the Kent crowd today? Did they treat
Kent
you
crowd,
well?
I love it, man, honestly. Well, Kent's like my second home now, you know, because we record all the songs in Dartford. So
nice.
So for the last 6 years of my life, I've been like half in Dartford, half in Newcastle, so it's like my second home now, literally.
Do you get to explore much while you're here, or is it like work only, I got to focus?
I don't know, I go to the local pub, that's about it.
Like, what's your local in Dartford?
It's called the Fox and Hound, and I just go and play a few darts. I've seen you've
really?
Got darts in here, actually, no?
I'm a darts player as well, my darts.
I'd beat you any day.
Oh, this is so annoying, because I literally asked my boss yesterday if we could buy a dart board for the office.
I would love that.
And I'm so annoyed that it's not here yet, because then we could have done a little 1v1.
They call me Treble 20 Tennis.
Do they?
No,
all right, well, you're going to have to come back because I need that match now. So how's it been, like, splitting your time 50-50, Kent?
It's just been my life since I was about 15 now. Like, I met Joe and Dave, my managers, who are sitting on the set here. You can't see them, but it's been, like, just a part of my life for so long now. Bless me, Mom, I don't, like, it's just so normal. I used to miss the family back in the day and that, but I spend so much time here now. It's like literally my second home. So,
where's your favourite place to go in Kent? Apart from the Fox and Hound.
I don't really get. It is pretty much work. Yeah. And I like Bexley Village. Is that Kent?
Yeah, it's kind of like on the cusp.
Dartford's on the cusp. So I don't really get too far down into Kent, really, but I don't know. Technically, Dartford is Kent.
We'll have to get you on the coast at some point. A nice little beach there.
I like the little river outside here. It's really nice.
Yeah. Sometimes the River Medway can really be stunning, and you forget that you're on an industrial estate. and then you turn around and you're like, oh yeah, here it is.
I live by the sea, and I live in South Shields, which is just next to Newcastle, but it's just so nice living on a seafront, man, isn't it?
Yeah, you just can't beat that sea air.
Aesthetic, that's my word of the week.
So, you're a new name to a lot of our listeners, but I do imagine that's not going to stay the case for long. Like, you've got 3.2 million likes on TikTok, over 300k followers. It's been a huge year for you. You got synced on Love Island, your cover of Ariana Grande's My Everything. How did it feel hearing your voice on TV?
It's mad, like, it's a bit weird, to be honest, but I love it. Obviously, it's like, it's such good promotion for the tune.
Yeah.
It's mad because they don't really tell you it's going to be on there as well, so...
Do they not?
Sometimes I was just sitting watching it, and I was just like, what the hell? It's like
mad. That's quite a good tactic from them, isn't it? Now you have to watch the show. We've guaranteed all these watches.
But it's all like filmed over 24 hours, isn't it? And then I think if the song fits the storyline, then they'll put you on. It's like, it's all just quick fire. They put it on, but I quite like not having the warning, you know?
Yeah.
Then we made a text and say, oh yeah, Love Island, it feels good, you know?
There is something like, it's kind of weird, isn't it? People talk a lot about how important TikTok is at the moment for musicians, but Love Island is actually like really powerful musicians.
It's mad, like we're in the Shazam charts the next day and like, just give it such a boost, it's a good feeling, like, you know? But TikTok, obviously, that is massive now, like, isn't it?
It is crazy, like, how much it can propel. How do you feel? Because I love having a little philosophical deep dive on TikTok with artists. Right. How do you feel about it?
It feels great. Like, I just started during lockdown. I think I was bored in the house, and I was like, how can I like I was put off doing TikTok. Like I was like, because at the time it's like, oh, just lads are doing dances on there. And so I put it off for a while. But then my cousin was like, you've got to get on this now. Shannon, if you're listening, then that's for you. She did tell us to get on it. And then it just worked, you know? And then I started just enjoying doing it every day and like, what covers can I do? Oh, could I put an original on there? Like maybe that'll do well. Just like, it gives you a boost, to be honest, that it's working on there because it's so important now.
I think it's amazing as well because I think it's been really good for like your style of music as well because people love to get very emotionally vulnerable on TikTok, don't they?
And
so like slower, like emotionally vulnerable songs, people are like, I'm about to tell you the saddest story you've ever heard.
I think people just go on their phones on a night and they're just ready to like, they've had a bad day. I want to cry.
I'm going to cry to this song and it's going to look very aesthetic.
And that does seem like the sad songs work on there, like, and if I'm doing me runs and that, you know, I don't know. Nobody knows what does well on there, do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll put something up that I think's going to do rubbish and then it'll do really well.
Yeah.
And it's just nobody knows, but
I think that's kind of the interesting. I was literally thinking about this morning because there's obviously a lot of discussion at the moment. We've heard labels like pressuring artists to like, you have to make a viral TikTok before you can release the song. But really, like, nobody actually knows what works.
Aye.
And I feel like you kind of just have to enjoy it and use the app for the app and then see what happens.
I think with me, it's just like, obviously, my niche is singing.
Yeah.
So like, I think if I just post something that I love to sing and I'm really into it, then that's the main ingredient, you know? As long as you're happy doing it and you're loving it, you know?
Yeah. I think it's like, if you're doing content that you love, then things will come
from that. It comes across, doesn't it?
Whereas if you were like, do you think we'll ever see a TikTok dance from Sunny Town?
Maybe if I'm drunk. A few pints deep.
Okay, odds on. Can someone go to the bar, please? So getting to know you a little bit as an artist, like how would you, we said a little bit, you know, slower, emotionally vulnerable, but how would you describe your music?
I would describe my music as soulful. I love soul music. I am a bit of a, like if I was listening to music, it is depressing, to be honest. that's just what hits me the most, you know? Like, I do love an upbeat song as well, but like, when I'm writing a song, I pour my emotions out into that, you know what I mean? So it often ends up being a little bit sad.
Yeah. But I love that. Like, I think you can have, you know, there's definitely room for a boogie and a little upbeat, but sometimes you do just need to have a cathartic cry, don't you?
I'm quite an upbeat person as well, though, you know? So sometimes when I'm in the studio, we'll just like write a proper upbeat thing, you know? There's a few upbeat ones there that were probably going to come out, to be honest.
Really? So, I'm excited.
I think people are just used to the sad stuff now, so it's like, I don't want to get locked into that.
No, you want to kind of show that your flavour. But I think sometimes that can then be like really refreshing. If people are like, oh, well, this is only that I've heard this from this artist before,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
You give them something different, they're like, 100%. Ooh, we love the range. Who are your biggest musical influences?
James Morrison, definitely, who I was lucky enough to go on tour with as well. I supported him on tour. Then Stevie Wonder, definitely. Paolo Mondatini's a big one, actually.
Do you like his new album?
I've only heard a couple, Through the Echoes, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so amazing. Like, his range and just, his voice is so good.
Yeah.
I'd say he's actually my favourite artist ever.
Yeah.
Just like Candy, Last Request, all them. Like, them first couple albums were unreal as well.
Are they like your go-to karaoke songs?
Aye, maybe. Actually, no, it's probably like Angels, Robbie Williams.
But that's a classic.
Or Red Daniel Merriweather, that's one as well.
Absolute classic.
Just get the crowd going in Newcastle, like, I'm loving angels. They just love it.
I can imagine in a karaoke bar in Newcastle, it really does go off.
I miss you, meeting us, miss home. Yeah, you know.
You're like, Kent's great, but we could bring the karaoke energy.
I haven't been home in a while, that's all. I don't know. I've been working hard, man.
Yeah.
It's time to grind.
Yeah. You got to love it. You got to love it. You got to get that back.
I know.
So, what are you working on? What can we expect? Obviously, you had your single, Don't Want a Heart, came out. A couple of weeks ago, 16th of September.
Exactly, yeah, gives a chance, man.
Do you want to promote it?
No, I said don't heart. That's how. So we're going old school with this one. We want to get on the streets. That's why we're doing the busking tour. Want to hand out flyers. Want to get new fans out, because I love TikTok and that. But it's like you're behind a screen. You don't actually see these people in person. And that.
Yeah,
we've got gigs in the works as well. Which I'm just a proper live like artist. You know,
I
want to be performing all the time.
Yeah.
But, so it's just nice to be out in the streets and meeting people and like, there's new songs out. And if people are already following us and they go to their area, they can come down and it's just nice to meet people, isn't it? I'm quite a social bloke, so...
Yeah, I can tell. yeah, I really like the idea of the busking tour as well, because it is... I think it is really great. There is something magical about hearing a song that you really like live that you're just not going to capture. Even obviously on your TikToks, you are technically singing live because you're not, you know, it's not like you're not doing a Lewis Capaldi where you're playing the MP3 out to to a stadium.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is just something magical about like, and I think that's like a really cool opportunity as well, because they're essentially, it's a free mini gig, isn't it?
You know? It's class, man.
In this economy.
Exactly. I'm doing live streams as well, saying to them today. Maybe they just want to sit in bed and watch the live streams, actually.
But to be fair, I get served that a lot on my TikTok of like people busking and just doing a live. And I think that's really cool because you just, you know, literally you sat in bed, bit of live music.
I get that as well. Like there's some talented people on there, man, isn't there?
And soon to follow in a city near you. But let's talk about that single a little bit. So how did that song come about?
So me and Joe, who's sitting here, we wrote the song and we've got a friend. I'm not going to say her name because it's a bit, I don't know, she probably doesn't want to be on radio. But she was just going through a breakup, like, at the time. We went in the studio that day and we're like, oh, didn't really know what to write about today. That happens sometimes, you know. Doesn't always flow naturally. So she was on the phone, Joe's friend. She was just like, oh, I'm going through this with this bloke. I just don't want a heart anymore. And we looked at each other and we're like, right, let's get the guitar.
Can we borrow that?
I've been through that as well. I've had heartbreak before and that, and I just thought that was such a mad way of putting it. I don't want a heart anymore. I just thought it was a really nice way to put it.
And I think it's something that everyone can relate to.
Because that is how you feel. You're literally just like...
You're like, I don't want this.
Your stomach's turning every day. Like, I just take that out of me.
Yeah. Get it away.
But I just thought it was a good concept, and then we literally wrote it in 45 minutes or something. It just came like that. So that's always a sign of a good song, I think.
And what's the response has been like so far, having it out?
Been
like,
amazing.
How's it feel?
Honestly, it's just been so good. Like, people are just so supportive of us, you know? It's like, it's lovely to see. Yes, I don't deserve it sometimes. It's a matter.
No, you can't say that.
I'm a little...
You got to back yourself.
I just feel like I'm a lad from South Shields and that, and it's like, it feels pretty good that, like, everyone's just getting behind us and that. Really feels like we're going up and up and up, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's great. It's a great
feeling.
The
only way is up.
The only way is up.
I was going to do that, but you did that. And I'm not a singer, so I'm glad it was that way around.
I mean, that didn't sound too good, to be honest.
So you've said that you've been working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You said you've got some gigs in the lineup.
We have.
Are you allowed to say, I know your manager's in the room.
Well, it's
and
not.
And there
it's
is a
like,
little red light on your forehead, so.
It's not finalised yet, but definitely London shows coming up at the end of this year. And now I want to get a couple of North ones, like Manchester, Newcastle as well. Like people keep asking online and that, so just I'm happy to perform whenever, me.
And new music coming as well, or are you
new
just
music.
Gonna?
We've got like, so we're doing like TikTok covers, and if one blows up, then we're like, well, might as well just do it. Like everyone's asking for Spotify versions, so
right, yeah.
So we're just doing them hand in hand with originals as well. Maybe a little acoustic or Don't Want a Heart, so aye.
So basically, watch this.
We've got loads in the pipeline, to be honest. So. It's just what's next. That is the question. You know? It's not like, oh, we're not like scraping around for songs. Or anything,
it's like,
you know?
I've released this and that's it.
I feel like I should like start posting like maybe per week, like a new original. And if one goes really well on like TikTok or something, then it's good to have TikTok there to like to gauge what to have next. You know
it's like a little test bed, isn't it? Because you can be like, is this good? And then if there's an appetite for it, you can release it. And if not, you can be like, okay, maybe we don't release
that's
this.
That's a dangerous game, actually, though. Because like, what if there's one I love and then no one really reacts to it, then it's like, oh, is that never going to come out now? Then?
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you've got to give it a bit, you know.
Exactly.
You've got to make them want it.
People need a couple of listens sometimes, you know.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a little game that we play on the Hit List called Hit or Miss. Great way for our audience to get to know you. I'm just going to throw things out there and you're going to tell me whether it's a hit or a miss for you.
Okay.
So we're going to start out with the ultimate, Marmite.
A miss, 100%.
Yeah, it's not for me. Phone calls.
Hit. Any day, I don't text anyone.
Really?
I don't reply to any of my mates or anything. It's really bad.
You're not one of those people where you're like, oh no, I have to make a doctor's appointment. I don't want to make this phone call.
I'm like that. Oh, is that how you meant it? I'm not very good on my phone, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm just, Anything, just manager. Yeah, you saw that.
This is what it's like having 3 million likes on TikTok now.
I should probably ring my mum, to be honest.
Are you on the Be Real hype? Is that a hit or miss?
I miss at the minute, but maybe I should.
I think it's quite it's interesting that currently the only people that I have on Be Real, we all work in radio.
Right.
I think it's really interesting that all the media people have been like, yes. Even though every day it's everyone in front of like a WAV file or a studio, it's like the same picture every
day. I'll probably get into it eventually, I don't know.
I think it'd be quite cool for you, like on tour and stuff, you know, different gig.
In fact, I'm going to do it after this interview. All
there
right?
you go, I'll take credit for that. Socks in bed.
Oh, miss.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if it's like what words it is. Hit and miss. But that's a miss.
Binge watching shows.
Hit.
What show are you binging at the moment?
Watch Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
I haven't watched it yet because I'm a bit worried that it's going to freak me out.
It was quite traumatising, to be honest. Like, watching it. I was like going to bed and like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's definitely like a show that you watch like middle of the day.
No, I got the other night, sleep paralysis.
Did you?
For the first ever time. I was like proper in bed, like felt like someone was grabbing us. Like I was awake but asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had that before. That's so spooky. Weird. I don't know why I said that, but yeah. Speaking of spooky things, Halloween's coming up.
Get a sleep paralysis demon here.
That's weird.
That is creepy. I don't think I've ever had that before, but I've heard about it and I've always been like, that does not sound fun.
It hasn't happened since, like, thank God. But
so maybe no more like horror shows.
Maybe that's to do with Jeffrey.
Damn it, Jeffrey. Reality TV.
Hit all day. Just that's a little downtime for me as well.
Did you watch Love Island just to see if you were on it, or did you also watch it because you got into it?
Just because I was on it. This year I didn't even get into it really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you've got to watch from the beginning. Then if I miss a few, I'm just like, oh, it's done now.
It is like you have to really commit to it.
Because then you connect to the characters and that, and just, well, not characters, like contestants.
Well, but sometimes it's a bit blurry, isn't it?
I'm trying to think what reality TV I do like. I don't really watch much TV, but I do like, if we've had a long day in the studio, it's nice to watch some beep telly.
I get exactly what you mean. Camping.
A hit.
Yeah.
We're in the camper van at the minute, man. Going up the country, it's great.
Ready to go. Right. Dating apps.
Miss.
Yeah. They
never works for me. I'm terrible on my phone, so.
It's like just barren at the moment, isn't it? It's like a hellfire.
I feel like girls only go on there to like promote the Instagram. I don't know.
Guilty. No,
I follow us on Instagram and then like you follow them on us. I did do Tinder for a while. But that's where I go out of it.
Well, now you probably
followed
get into
a few girls on Tinder. Instagram.
That's it. Probably getting to the point now where you can't get dating apps because people would just be like, oh my God, it's sunny.
Nah.
The beach.
Hit.
Yeah, because you live next to it.
Exactly. I feel very lucky to live next to the beach.
Do you surf or anything?
Nah.
Probably too cold up north.
I've actually never gone in the sea, to be honest. It's just nice to look at, innit? I'm a bit scared of the sea, actually.
Really?
I've got a bit of a fear of it. Like when we go abroad and that, I put my ankles in, but that's it.
I'm wondering if maybe the beautiful beaches of Kent could help you, like, you know, you could just start, like, doing immersion therapy.
Probably
like
a bit warmer than the North Sea, I know that.
Maybe what you're actually scared of is the cold.
Maybe, aye.
Okay, last one, staying friends with your ex.
That's a hit for me, like.
Really?
Because the first two, with me, I've only had three. We fell out, but then like I've reconnected and we're friends and that now, like with a couple, and then it's much nicer.
Yeah,
because you're not scared to go out and that and like bump into them anymore.
That is the
I wouldn't
fear.
Say messaging every day or anything, no. But like at least civil, you know.
Yeah, that is the adult thing to do.
It is.
Hopefully one day I'll get there as well. All right, we are gonna get you to play your song live now.
Buzzing. My name is Sonny Tennant and this is my new single, Don't Want a Heart.
I can tell it's over. This love is stone cold sober. I don't even know if we belong. There ain't no sun in summer. The rainbow's lost its colors. I can even feel the pain I'm numb. So I'll take it on the chin. I can never win. You're never wrong. Oh yeah. Maybe there just ain't a happy ever after. After all. Oh. 'Cause I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. One day you love me, the next day you show me the door. Boy, but baby, I'm torn. I don't wanna hide anymore. I don't wanna hide anymore. Hey, well, what's it all for? Baby, I'm torn. I don't wanna hide anymore. Crisis talk for hours. Who can overpower? Spinning round in circles on repeat. And those question marks are creeping. Week out and week in. Maybe I should know when I'm beat. Oh, oh. So I'll take it on the chin. I can never win. You're never wrong. Oh, yeah. Maybe there just ain't a happy ever after. After all. Oh, 'cause I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. One day you love me, the next day you show me the door. Oh, but baby, I'm torn. I don't wanna hide anymore. I don't wanna hide anymore. Well, what's it all for? I'm torn. I don't want a heart anymore.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio and playing your song live. It was so beautiful.
No problem. My pleasure.
Where can people find you online?
So at Sonny Socials is all social media.
Amazing.
S-O-N-N-Y for my name. S-O. Not you.
No. Spelt, pronounced like Sunny.
I think that's pretty much it, though. Like, yeah. It's like literally all at Sunny Socials.
Well, so that's great.
It's amazing.
We love the consistency. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
Good
you
luck
for having us,
in the rest of your busking tour as well. And super excited to hear what's coming next.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you.